Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close.
Lebensabschnittspartner by Sarthak Mukherjee.
Lebensabschnittspartner, life section partner. A gorgeous German distillation of something about as mystifying as splitting an atom and the violence that follows. The wondrous shine. Have you ever sat with your hand on your side covering a pain you can't quite understand? But as soon as you are diagnosed, a relief washes over you as this phantom is lassoed by a definition. Here is Lebensabschnittspartner for your wound. They were your whole heart, your soulmate, but only till the expiration date. They were before the March and April of you. The right person for the time, the better loved and lost rather than never loved at all. Exactly who you needed to push you and pull you, kicking and screaming. Into exactly who you needed to be now, your Lebensabschnittspartner. Come lie in me, they said. I shall be the snow to soothe you before the spring of you rolls forward. I will be gone, but I shall water the earth you will bud from, whether I want to or not. I was the object of your ire. Thank me for the scars you acquired, for the way I burned you so utterly, for lessons you learned not later but early. I brought you to the brink of the wire, gave you the sating drink you desired, but oh, did I make your poor heart stir? Call me your Lebensabschnittspartner. You breathed them for days, months, years. They sat in your lungs, ran the circuit of your body from legs to ears, lapped it with their tongue, but now they're just somebody and you're not as young. You look at the clock of your life, the way it ticks forward. You can't deny the gears behind the face of it. Every misshapen one. The way they clamored into place day after foreign day, amongst the mechanism of your being. Just another cog, but a whole new chain completed. Is there anything as subtle yet obvious as growth? But you were there once, together. Not 3 gears apart, but arm to goose-pimpled arm in a garden staring up at borrowed starlight. Behind a house you both loved, sometimes lamented, for its warm corners and moldy windows, for the space it gave you, the way it filled that space with bills. You eventually left home behind for work, or after you broke something, soft between those walls and ran from the wreckage, too much to clean. You left because calling a house your home does not qualify as rent, and all the real money was spent. Take pictures in all the rooms you forgot to in the midst of contentment, in the midst of surviving. Every room a living room, well-lived rooms, your Leben and Schnitz house. The beloved chaos that is your dog joined you on the deck, nuzzled your neck just after lifting a leg by your one surviving plant. They do not gaze at the light in the sky, just at you, as if you gave a tender glow. Your dog taught you patience, that after a day of reining in and nipping, you will still abstain from moving just to avoid losing the pressure of something using you as a bed. You arrest for a few more years for the rest of theirs. Their mild weight stays in your lap long after. The one command they knew well, stay. Your Lebensabschnittshound, pissing on your Lebensabschnittspflanze. In that moment, surrounded by the currentness of your life, an abschnitt of your life. Do not worry about the next. Accumulate with borrowed starlight. Fight that moment. Embrace it. Weep for its passing. For what it brought you and chiseled away. You have no idea how long it will last. How it made you, you.
Taemong by Kimberly McAfee. After Lee Young Lee. My mother had a dream of me. When she and I were one, she dreamed of a snake coiled on her belly. It was her Taemong, her conception dream, of me. How Adam and Eve were so deceived,
a wily snake, the fruit of the tree of knowledge, introducing suffering on this earth, a snake condemned to writhe about the world on its belly. I was strange when I was young, a half-Korean girl in a place with no other Asians or mixed people. How the other children were so deceived. I was no Gorgon. I was a human child, just like them. I once had a dream where I warred against an amphisbaena. One of its heads was bigger than the other, and I managed to avoid the larger head's bites and crushed it with a rake into the earth. The victory was short-lived, as the smaller head bit me with a vengeance. I then killed the monster, but was horribly injured in the process. The great Cleopatra, ruler of Egypt, left this world with the bite of an asp. After I awoke from that strange dream, successes and failures came, the pains brought by the striking bites of life. I became a new creature, my skin shed to reveal my nature within. I am a poet. I writhe about on my belly, hunting for experiences, hunting for words to birth creations, sating the hunger within. My dream. Could this be what the Taemong foretold?
Grapes by Frankie Reed. We hung together, tight, green, not yet sweet. Small things, skin against skin, no space for air. You leaned into every breeze, I held still. Neither of us said what we knew about weight. We ripened unevenly. You softened, I didn't. The stalk grew thin between us, not broken, just tired. When I fell, there was no sound, just grass, just air, just me, not where you were. You stayed. You always would have, still facing the light like it was enough. If I'd stayed too, maybe we'd have gone quietly, turn dark, sink sweet into ourselves. But I tasted the sour before it came, and left before you noticed.
Silver Filigree by Travers Sharon. Before the day unbuttons its sky, while morning's breath still clings to the grass, I find it. A single web, threaded between two branches, a silver filigree trembling in dew. Each strand, so thin I dare not blink, holds the soft breath of the waking earth. No grand cathedral could match this tender architecture, woven by instinct, lit by grace, enduring the weight of a single drop without breaking. I stop, breath caught, knowing I am the first to come this way. The trail is laced shut, a gate spun in secret hours. I hesitate, a clumsy giant before a sacred thing. For a moment, I stand, small, unworthy, aching to preserve what I must undo. I'm sorry, I whisper, before the spell is torn. Behind me, the broken strands sway, gathering dew like tears, and the mute earth folds over the wound. The web is gone, but the reverence remains, clinging to my skin like mist, like memory.
I Am Not a Poet by Cole Keeley. I touched rock bottom before I ever touched a pen, so do not call me a poet. Call me your mother tongue, burning the back of your throat, making your blood boil. A taste you can't quite name but rhymes with copper and death, with misery and despair. The taste of childhood meant for someone else. One you didn't experience but through the rose-colored lenses of your broken heart, tethered to a string being dragged through busted-up concrete, through fragments of broken glass and shattered dreams. Call me salvation. On a Sunday morning when your words no longer have meaning and your bones ache with desire for the mundane, when your blood runs blue with the lack of oxygen left pumping through your body, when your tears run dry and your legs stop moving forward, face down in the dirt you dug up for your grave. Call me down on your knees, begging for mercy from your God while she laughs in your face saying, I told you so, saying, fix your own damn mess because I gave you the challenge, but I did not tell you to fight. Saying,
Fuck you and your salvation. You deserve nothing but rock bottom, babe. Fight and claw your way back. Sane. Blood, sweat, and tears mean nothing if you aren't on bloody mud-soaked knees begging for my mercy. Call me the truth that runs down your thighs when your razor scars burst open with hatred and the desire to meet daughter death. The knife blade stuck in your ribs. The broken handles of lust and love of Aphrodite's weapon, rising from the ashes of Lilith, from the darkness of Persephone, and the blood stains on your white satin sheets. Call me shame. On the bathroom floor of a bar leaning over a toilet, because you thought that sixth drink was enough to lessen the pain of not having enough words to describe the heartache you feel in your bones, no matter how hard you try to put a name to it. Call me resurrection. On a Monday morning when you find the words to give that voice in your head a goddamn name different from the demons in your soul, different from shame, disgust, anger, or fear, different from the names you hear in the mirror, different from the horror you see in the reflection on your mother's face. Call me your mother tongue, salvation, truth, or shame. Call me mercy or even resurrection if you must, but do not call me a poet. I am simply the pain you brought to life with your still beating heart. Bloodfruit by Abby Zhang. Say it like you used to peel blood oranges with your teeth, Ma. The flesh splits soft and shivering under the pressure, its rind stuck under your fingernails, juice spilling, licking your lips with the same golden bitter heat. Let the pith cling to your hands, burrow there like spoiled lace in the creases of your knuckles, a ghost of a daughter you couldn't bear to name. Say it like an apology that came a heartbeat too late, sinking into mildew buried beneath nail beds, sour and white. Too deep to name, too guilty to believe. You can't call it love if the flower doesn't survive the soil and dies trying. You leave your shadow in the freezer beside the frost-bitten peas. Between the birthday cake we never finished and that bag of lentils you said you'd cook someday. Your laugh long forgotten in the laundry with the whites, now pink and fraying open at the edges. I preserved your almost in girlhood, placed it beside the sunflower head I dried and nailed to the wall as a lesson in ache and symmetry in what bends too far trying to face the sun. The ache is old enough to leave home, but it lingers. In the smell of citrus and ammonia, in the violence in wanting something at the exact moment it curdles. The way rot hides sweet and ruin arrives tender. The citrus flesh, bruised, half-fermented, half-forgiven, slips in your palm, limp and leaking through the fault lines, as if even the fruit knew I was mouth you left empty in late-night arguments over half-cold, half-servings of tear-salted rice. Say, Ma, you didn't mean to ruin me. Just once. Say it even if it's a lie. I'll take the lie. I'll eat it whole. I've survived on less. I'll take the ghost back into my chest and fold up her silences, moon heavy. Wrap her in the napkin you forgot to place at my side of the table. Kick It by Maggie Devers. I'm giving up smoking even though I've yet to start. Nicotine makes me queasy, but I wanted an impossible goal all the same. So I've flushed my non-existent cigarettes and slapped an imaginary patch on my arm to face each day bravely without something I've yet to grow accustomed. In the quest for a lie to be smug about, a make-believe deprivation to tide me over until that next craving hits. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.